Hi, my beautiful friends. Okay, here we go for the energy report for, God, what week even is it? I haven't flipped my calendar over to August yet. So I'm like trying to squint and read the like little mini August calendar on the July page. Hello, welcome to the energy report for the week of Friday, August 5th until Thursday, August 11th. Welcome, welcome. And I'm just going to start this energy report off by saying that first of all, it's a much lighter energy than the last 2 weeks, which is really nice. And also, this energy report is all about walk-ins and the walk-in phenomenon, which I believe is happening to a lot of us right now. So buckle up. It's a good one. Okay. So the first card that I pulled is the Six of Cups. The second card is the Moon. And the third card is the Emperor. And we had a jumper this week, which we haven't had in quite a while, which means that while I'm shuffling, one of the cards voluntarily jumps out and is like, I'm not one of the ones you're going to pull, but you need to factor me in. And that was the Page of Wands. So altogether, the overall message of this reading, this energy report, like I knew as soon as I turned it over and I laughed to myself because I've already been in conversation with a couple people about this very topic. And because that's the way it works. It's just, you know, it presents itself. It's at the top of a lot of people's minds. I don't know if it's a lot of people in my field anyway. And it's interesting because it's not just me who's feeling it. It's just that I'm delivering the energy reports. Anyway, the overall message of the reading, as I said, is about walk-ins. It's about the like next level of progression that we are experiencing in our mission and this whole, you know, awakening ascension process that's going on. If you haven't listened to, I just did a live in Soul Space and then reposted it to Instagram as well as YouTube, but it didn't go up on the podcast. So if you are only finding me on the podcast, I just want to direct you to that, you know, find it in one of the locations that you want, one of those locations. Someday I will get all these things up on Rockfin too, but I'm not that organized yet and I apologize. However, I would advise you to go listen because it's going to make all of this make more sense even. It was a little bit spicy. I was feeling a little bit feisty, a little bit bitchy even. And, you know, I gave us some real like kind of pep talk energy at the end there. But ultimately, this reading is about what we are moving into in terms of the manifestation of our mission. So this is not about the human collective in general. This is about us as a very specific group. The first card, Six of Cups, is talking about emotional nostalgia. So looking back through the memories of our lives with that like emotional, nostalgic feeling. And to me, in the context of this whole reading, it's kind of a process that I described and went through back at the beginning of the year in the first quarter, in January, February, and March, of this feeling of like looking back on our lives and appreciating the accumulation of experiences that we've had that shape who we are, and yet also feeling a degree of removal from it. So it's really interesting. It's such an interesting experience. It's on one hand feeling feeling the memories and the emotional impression that they have made on us. Thinking about the kiss that we shared with that person once. Thinking about good times that we had with our friends, you know, laughing, maybe drinking, maybe not drinking if you've never been a drinker, you know, whatever the details are. Thinking about that fight that we had where we said something that changed a relationship forever and we wish we could take it back, but we can't. Thinking about something that somebody did to us that planted a seed of a story that we carried with us and still carry to an extent, you know, like all these little fragments of our consciousness that has moved through these experiences. It's looking back on all of that. And part of the message is an extension of what came through in last week's energy report about, you know, because last week it was the Five of Cups and now it's the Six of Cups. And the Five of Cups is about like the grief, about the sad thing that happened and really being present with that. But the Six of Cups is about the good things that happened and being present with those. And either way, whether it's the sad things that happened or it's the good things that feel good that happened, it is a little bit like a soul retrieval process. It is collecting those little fragments of ourselves and witnessing them and being present with them and integrating them back into the wholeness of who we are. And yet at the same time, so it's like really taking ownership of it and really, really feeling it and knowing that these are us, like these memories are part of what makes us ourselves. And at the same time, though, feeling kind of a removal from it as we continue this walk-in experience that we're having. And so I don't know who all this applies to, but I know that this is the message and it applies to some of us. I believe that we are having a gradual walk-in experience. Some very small number of souls / people will have abrupt walk-in experiences where the switch happens quickly because that's what the situation calls for. And when I say walk-in, what I mean is it could either be an entire different consciousness coming in, but in my case, and what I feel is happening for most of us, is that it's not a different consciousness. It is our higher dimensional consciousness. So it is ourselves, but it is an aspect of self that we don't actually, like in the past, we did not identify with and we would not recognize. It is separate from our human ego selves. It is a higher dimensional vantage point than our human ego selves. So in the case of a reading that I just did earlier today, when you hear this, girl, you're going to laugh because we literally talked about this. Her walk-in experience is allowing, expanding and allowing more of her Andromedan aspect. And she has a Pleiadian aspect, but predominantly her Andromedan aspect to come in and occupy this avatar in this incarnation. And, you know, 10 years ago, she would not necessarily have even connected with that concept. She saw herself as the person that she was. There was no other aspect of herself to come in. And now what is happening is that that human ego counterpart is dissolving as we retrieve our soul fragments from the memories and the nostalgia of looking back. That human ego counterpart is kind of dissolved. We have to retrieve these experiences that we've had. Last week, we retrieved the painful ones. Now we are retrieving the more pleasant or neutral ones. And you don't have to do work to retrieve them. It feels like it's a passive experience where they're just coming in and your job is to just be present with it. That's what the guidance is just be present with it. Let those random ass memories just pass through your consciousness. And it's kind of like they're going up to data collection. Like the memories are passing through and there is a part of us that wants to latch onto them, which is what humans do to make it mean something about ourselves. And they do mean something about ourselves because they shape our perception of the world and who we are, right? And yet at the same time, they don't really mean anything about us there because we are, you know, characters in the dream of the great dreaming mind. And so we are allowing those soul fragments to pass through us and like back up to the oversoul consciousness that we belong to. So some of us might have abrupt walk-in experiences, but I believe most of us are having gradual walk-in experiences. And what is walking in is our galactic selves, our angelic selves. I've been in conversation a lot ever since doing the Galactic Gateway. Like, I've had so much more clarity about the galactic collectives. And I've been in conversation with my friend Colleen about the collectives quite a lot. And it's like that part of ourselves is coming in. And the collectives almost feel like different teams, different troops, different councils. And we are coming together as part of our, you know, our councils or our teams or whatever. We're being naturally drawn to each other. So we're taking inventory of our memories. We're feeling and being present with our nostalgia. And as we do that, we are kind of sending the information back up to data collection, back up to the oversoul. It's like a soul fragment retrieval process. And it's clearing out our vessels, which is allowing more of that higher consciousness to come in.